Hey guys, we're back at the Nude Beach. I'm going live today and we're going to talk about codependency and how this may be affecting you and you don't even know it. Or it could be affecting someone that you love. So, with that said, we're going to dive in here at the Nude Beach. What do? I, Janine Turnbull, I am Mask from the Past in order to help you build better, healthier relationships within yourself and with others. So, I'm going to ask you a question here. You might know somebody that's struggling, or you may feel that you may be independent, but you don't really know for sure whether you're struggling with it. This video today is going to dive into it, and we're going to talk about what exactly codependency is, and so that it's not just another word that's being tossed around in the community, okay? So, like many of us, we don't really understand the term of what it means and what it's actually all about. So here, like I said, we're going to talk about it. How does this affect us? What's going on? What's the struggles underneath this? Why codependency is a thing that we see more and more in our community? And how we branch out of it? So codependency is one of those really big things. And what it really is a struggle within ourselves, okay? It is a struggle that is put there in place for the need to be needed. That is really what codependency is. So it is that need that you need to be needed. And many of us don't understand that that's actually codependency. And it continues with this struggle. So we need to talk about this and where it comes from. Like I said, it comes from that needing, that clarity now of the struggle within us to be needed by somebody else. And when we get into that mind frame, this creates a codependency and there's a synapse that happens with the relationships. And I'll go into more of the details on that later, but this is for intent and purposes, right? So that you know what it means and what it means for you. You may have heard of little things going on around there or things that could be convoluted. And there's a lot of misinformation, right? So again, what do we do at the Nude Beach? We uncover, we unmask topics that make us a little bit more vulnerable. When it comes to codependency, what it is again, the need to be needed. And that need is the absolute need. And people struggle with this because they want other people to rely on them. And there's a difference between wanting to feel good when you're around people. There's a difference between wanting to have normalcy in relationships with other human beings because, again, we are human and we are hardwired for connection. This is what we strive towards. We need connection, right? But there is a big difference between the fact of being valued and wanted by somebody and then just doing things out of the necessary need for them to need and want you. And it's absolutely essential for you to understand that. So, what's normal, what's healthy, okay? This is the driving force of our decisions. Like most of our behaviors, we lose ourselves in because we are going on autopilot. What happens? And so we want this comfortability. We want to feel more recognized in our relationships. We want the other person to need us and that not to be able to live without us. This is very unhealthy and is detrimental to our everyday lives. So we're going to go into more details of the signs that you can look out for in this video today. We're going to talk about where it comes from and like the codependency, where it originated from. Where it originated from was actually the addictions community. So it became this thing that people who had parents who were either struggling with alcohol addiction or a drug addiction, they often grew up in a dynamic with their children who were extremely codependent. And I'm going to explain this. Why this happened is when you're growing up in this kind of scenario, what happens is the addiction or the abuse or whatever it was kind of takes hold, okay? And so it's not that these people were bad people, but it was this. They struggled with this addiction, which that was their main focus. And then the child was trying to get that initial loving reaction. So they became this codependent narcissistic dynamic. And what you need to understand is that stuff like this happens all the time. And it's even outside of the addictions. This can happen in relationships with mental health. So when you're trying to break free from this, you feel flawed, right? You feel like you're a bad person, because if you're sensing this need and this strain on your relationships, you see it, but you're so stuck in that visual in that spiral loop with these other people that where they're having this codependent relationship, that it's hard to break free from it. It's hard to set up boundaries. It's hard to say no. So if we look back to where it originates, and 90% of the time it originates from our childhood with dealing with a parent that had either mental struggles, they had mental health issues, or they had addiction issues. And then us as the child, when you were a kid, we're trying to get their attention, but it was this battle between whether it was the roller coaster with them dealing with the mental health issues, or it was the roller coaster of dealing with their addictions. So when you can frame it from that, then you can see now, like, all of the stuff, again, it stems back from childhood. It becomes from the emotional wounds, right? And so when you're a kid, you don't really have a lot of information on why this is happening. So you're trying to get mommy or daddy or auntie or uncle or whoever it is to give you that attention. And as you develop into your later years, you tend to really want to please everybody. You want kind of like a smooth ride sailing. So then this codependent relationship happens, especially in family dynamics. Say like the mother, father, whoever it was, there's like a connection between you and them where it's like you're trying to constantly feel that they need to, you need to provide for them or they need to provide for you. It's that needingness, right? Like I was saying. And this is extremely unhealthy, and it's really, really harmful. Extremely harmful when these things happen, because what it does is it bleeds into our adulthood. And then these codependent relationships start to develop outside of just this family dynamic. They tend to, it bleeds into all of our relationships. So when you can look back to the struggle of what happened, if you had a family member when you were a child that had any kind of addiction or a mental health issue, you can see now, right now, just from what I'm talking about, how the connection is right now, and how right now in your life, you may be drawing in these dependent relationships where it's out of the necessary. You go out of your way to do more for these people than you want to do for them, because you want that connection. You want that neediness. You want to feel needed is what it is. You want to feel needed. So you'll put up with the crap behavior. You'll allow these people to walk on you. You'll allow them to take all your money. You'll allow them to make choices for you that are not good for you because of the need of wanting to be needed. And as human beings, we crave this. We crave the need to be needed. But there is a healthy way of doing it, and there is an unhealthy way. And codependency is one of those unhealthy ways. This can stem up for, like, you can feel very unsafe by saying no. For example, in a codependent relationship, say someone is constantly using you for your money. Say this could even be like a spouse, okay? So you're at home. They may not work. You may work, whoever it is, okay? One person has the more authority. They have they make more of the decisions because they're the breadwinner. We'll use that as an example, okay? Very unhealthy. So you'll sit there and you'll try to not rock the boat with this person so that you can get what you need. Right? That's kind of that neediness. You need what they have, so you allow them to dictate to you. And lots of these relationships are very narcissistic empath relationships, okay? And so you'll feel that, like, what's going on is, well, if I just allow them to do it, I'm going to get the necessities that I need. But what's actually going on is more of a mental battle, it's that narcissistic codependent relationship, the narcissistic empath, where you're constantly feeling depleted. They're using their emotions over you, and you're not sticking up for yourself. And then their mood shifts, their need shifts, and their emotions flare. And it's this roller coaster battle, right? And you can never make this person happy, no matter what you do. And it's always way more intense than it needs to be. Way more intense. This person may make you feel bad because they might have some money issues, for example. So they'll make you feel bad because you're doing well, but they're not doing well. So they make you feel bad in order to pay for them. And it just breeds the cycle. And then you're like, okay, well, I don't want to rock the boat. So I'm just going to give to just kind of quiet it so I don't have to deal. And that's, again, you needing to be needed. You're like, if they need me, I'm going to pay for it. So it's okay. Even though underneath everything, it's not okay. You're feeling depleted. Why? Because your boundaries aren't in place. So with this, we ask, why does this happen? Again, it happens because of addiction issues. When it stems from our adolescence, growing up with, again, the mental abuse or the mental health issues, the addiction issues, as you get older, this becomes the dynamic that plays out. And we don't even recognize that it's that it's happening. And then our worthiness, how we feel internally, starts projecting out. So again, we allow these codependent relationships. It could be with family. It could be with a spouse. It could be with a job. Like we allow these because we need to feel some kind of connection. And even with these unhealthy connections, it's giving us a little bit of fulfillment. And we're afraid to take that leap out, right? You're afraid to take the leap out because then you might be alone. That is a big one. These codependent relationships keep happening and continuing because of the scarcity that you might end up alone, or they might get mad at you for sticking up for yourself, or they might blackwall you. Like, there's many different things that can happen. But when you realize that this isn't about the actual relationship, and when you put in the boundaries, healthy boundaries, you're going to notice that, you know what? Eventually, this behavior will stop. At first, it may not seem like it. These people are going to badmouth you. They're going to badmouth everybody around you. This really stems to a video I did in my guides. If you guys go look in the guide section, I did a video about toxic bonding. It's very similar to toxic bonding. Codependent relationships go hand in hand with toxic bonding. And it's this thing where it's like you want to branch out. You know you need to branch out. But when you can realize that it's coming from an addictive place, it's really easy to recognize it. Then you can stand up and you can be like, no, these are my boundaries. I'm not going to allow you to walk on me anymore. I don't actually need you. When you're coming from a place of needing anybody, you're out of balance, right? And that's the first thing, awareness to the fact that, you know what, maybe I am being needy. Maybe I'm wanting this connection, but you're wanting it because really, and this is a hard truth, guys, it's because you're not finding the center within. When you find that balance within, then you don't need anything outside of you. You don't need these codependent relationships because you see that they're not healthy for you. They're not actually taking you to a place that is beneficial for you. They're actually hindering you, and they're hindering the other person because you're allowing this dynamic that's very toxic to keep playing. But when you can look inside and be like, no, okay, what do I want? This is a question that I tell all my clients to ask themselves because many of them they've never been asked this question. What is it that you want? I really, guys, I want you to take a minute and really ponder this. What is it that you want? Okay? In all relationships, right? Do you want the codependent relationship? Do you want that neediness? That weird energy balance that keeps going back and forth with the people around you that are like bringing and making you, like, you're feeling bogged down because these people are so dependent on your love, on your money, on you, your energy, everything. Do you want to continue that cycle going forward? Probably not. Like, if you're watching this video, it's because you want change, right? So the first thing to do is ask yourself, what do you want? From there, after you can actually be honest with yourself and say, what do you want? You can look at these relationships and be like, no, I'm not going to tolerate this. Say you have a dynamic where your family member is constantly asking you for money. You can be like, you know what? What are you doing to help yourself? I can't keep helping you because I'm trying to help myself. And this is not at all a selfish thing to do. Because first and foremost, if you are not taking care of you, you cannot come 100% to take care of anybody else. And I constantly push this message to you guys. Because in order to help yourself and anybody else out there, you first have to look inwards and help you. Because it's like sitting on the airplane. When the airplane is going down, what do they tell you? Put on your oxygen mask first. Why? Because if you can't do that, it's like split seconds, right? You're going to lose your oxygen. You can't help anybody if you're unconscious. It's the same thing that happens like in day to day. Subconsciously, you're not putting on your mask. You're being depleted of your oxygen, of your life essence, because other people are constantly taking and taking and taking, but you're allowing it because of this need to be needed. And once you can realize that you are all that you need, Then healthier relationships start coming in because you set firm boundaries and you will no longer allow that codependent energy to be a part of your relationships. And it comes down to saying no and being firm and realizing that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to not play into these dynamics because they're not helping you. They're not making you feel good. They're not helping the other person. They're leaving them in a very codependent state where they're relying on you. And again, it's like, it's that self-worth. You're worth so much, guys. Every one of you guys that comes and watches my video and you're on your journey of bettering yourself, you're diamonds. You're beautiful, essence beings that have so much to give. But you got to remember to give to you first. Because if not, you're in these dynamics that are just depleting you, that are taking from you. But now that I've clarified for you guys, codependency is your need for being needed. There is two healthy ways. There's an unhealthy and a healthy way of going about that. The first healthy way is, again, asking the question, what is it that you want? Figure that out and start moving towards that. What is it you don't want anymore? What dynamics do you not want to be playing out with people around you? Do you have people that are constantly taking and taking and taking from you? They become dependent on you. Then that dynamic, yeah, you feel good for a moment because you're helping them out. But at the end of the day, all your resources are taken emotionally, mentally, physically, like it's all taken. So remembering what you want first, filling your cup up, setting some healthy boundaries with these people. And you know what? Don't be so afraid of them not being in your life. That's another thing. We allow these codependent relationships to continue because we're worried about if we stand up and say no, or if we are firm with what we believe and how we're truly internalizing feeling inside. That's where it's getting real, right? You have to get really real with yourself of how you're truly feeling. And 9 times out of 10, like, again, if you're watching this video, you're probably feeling used and abused and manipulated and or controlled in some form or fashion with some toxic relationships around you that are very codependent. So when you can witness this for a second, take awareness to these dynamics that are playing out in your relationships. And it doesn't have to be a family member, guys. It could be your child. It could be work. It could be any area in your life where it is unbalanced and you feel dependent on a situation or someone is dependent on you. You can go about this in healthy ways. And how you go about it and change the dynamic of the codependency is get real. Set some firm boundaries. Yes, it's going to be hard because that dynamic has been playing out for a very long time. You've been experiencing the same thing, these people using and abusing, or you being dependent on somebody else. Maybe it's the latter. Maybe it's you that's constantly taking from other people and not standing in your power and knowing that you have all the power to do whatever it is that you want, to get however much money you want, to move wherever you want, to create whatever you want. It could be either way, guys. I have both that watch my videos, right? So when you can acknowledge that, then say you're the other, right? That you're the dependent one that's like kind of manipulating others to get what you want. That is a whole nother topic, though, where you got to look inwards and be like, why is it that I am needing to rely on these other people all the time? Why can't I do for myself what they're doing for me? Is it out of greediness? Is it out of more neediness? Is it out of a lack mentality? You think that you're not worthy enough? You really need to look at those, because when you can pinpoint it, it can be changed. And if, again, guys, if you are having difficulty with stuff, this is my expertise. This is what I'm really good at. I help people unmask from these things in order to create beautiful, more meaningful connections with themselves and others. So reach out to me. I'm here to help. If you guys need a little bit of extra help to get through this stuff, I have the tools for you. And if just this video, just being aware of it helps you, that's awesome too. Like either or, but just becoming aware of it in order to change it, setting up firm boundaries, taking the action that's necessary to go after what you need instead of relying on everybody else. Or if it's the other one, setting the boundaries so that you're not getting that neediness from everybody else, them making you feel bad because their life is in shambles. That's not healthy. And it just depletes us, right? When we allow it, but we do it because of these connections that we're afraid of losing. And I'm going to get real with you guys. All these connections that are codependent like that, when you set healthy boundaries at first, yeah, it's a little stinging. It's going to be a little hard, but you know what? These people will then be like, whoa, okay. They're not going to tolerate this behavior anymore. I've got to step up my game. And that helps them to become dependent on themselves in lieu of you being dependent on yourselves. And then you can build the healthier relationship going forward so you're not codependent on each other. And you guys are both firm in your boundaries and you can beautifully flow. But it's that not taking that action, being afraid of the outcome, the worst possible outcome too. This is why we don't set boundaries, is because we're afraid of what ifs. I'm telling you guys, those what ifs, it's just your mind. Your mind will create so much chaos and will make you think the craziest things that are like non-existent that are going to happen. And I'm telling you, they're not going to happen. And like, say there is like an abusive situation in this codependency, well, then that is something that you really need to get away from. And I encourage you, there is many help hotlines out there. There is lots of help to get you out of that. Okay? Because that is not okay. Just reach out, right? Take that first step if that is your scenario. If that is not your scenario, then just know that your mind is going to create every possible bad outcome that could possibly exist in order to stop you from going after your dependence. It's going to hinder you. But once you acknowledge that it's just thoughts, that all these bad things aren't actually going to occur, you're going to be like, whoa, okay. You're going to take that leap. And then you're going to see all these relationships around you transform. Because right now, you're not stepping in your power. You're allowing these people to be dependent on you, or you to be dependent on them. And it's not it's not creating a healthy dynamic. And they're accustomed to it, right? At first, they might, when you start setting up boundaries, they're not going to like it because it's like a little baby that, or a little toddler that doesn't get the treat, right? They're going to throw a temper tantrum. Big deal. Let them throw the temper tantrum. Just walk away. What do you do when a child is screaming unnecessarily? You don't feed into it. When they're freaking out, screaming on the floor, or you get down there and act the same and embarrass them. Like I did that with my daughter. It changed instantly. We were out one time at Walmart and I was shopping and my daughter wanted this like stupid expensive toy and I didn't have the funds at the time to get it. And she threw the biggest temper tantrum. And I was like, really? This is what we're doing? So I got on the floor and I did the same thing. And she looked at me and she's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And I looked at her and I was like, well, why are you doing that? And then it instantly, and then we both started laughing because like the kid doesn't realize, same thing. My daughter didn't realize how ridiculous it was what she was doing until she saw me doing it. And then it was hilarious. She instantly stopped and everything was fine. We went about our day, finished our shopping. Great. Same thing with the people that you're dealing with. If you don't react, they're eventually going to figure it out. And if sometimes if you're just like, you showcase to them, hey, this is what's going on. This is how you're acting. They'll be like, oh, ah. And then they kind of see it from a perspective. Or you don't have to even act out. You can just showcase something. Put on a movie or something that's similar, right? You're like, what do you think of this person's behavior? You know, do it in that gentle way. What do you think of this? What's your thoughts on that? And they'll be like, oh, well, that's not good. And then if they're a bit self-aware, they'd be like, oh, that's how I was reacting. And if they don't, you can bring stuff up. Like there's gentle ways about going out about this, guys. There's many different tactics you can use that are healthy in order to showcase like, hey, this behavior ain't working. This behavior is not conducive to the life I'm trying to live or the relationships I want around me. This is not healthy for us. This dynamic is creating chaos and it's not beneficial to either of us. But sometimes, actually, these codependent relationships, it's beneficial for one side. It's the side that's getting all of the benefit. So that's why they're going to have a tantrum. Because you're going to pull it away. And be like, no more. Like, I need to get I need to be balanced. I need my balance over here. I can't keep doing this for you. You have to take the reins and go do things for yourself now. And again, they're going to throw a temper tantrum, so be prepared. But it won't last too long. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, I miss that person. Maybe I should approach this in a different way. And 9 times out of 10, they wound up realizing exactly what they did and they feel remorseful. And they'll be like, man, I'm so sorry for what I was doing. And when they're like that, then you open up and you're like, you know, it's okay. Like, let's not repeat that. I'm glad that you acknowledged it, right? And then you can go about creating a stronger, better foundation, a more healthier connection, whoever this may be with. And it's beautiful. But that is my video for today on codependency. My next video I'm going to do is about the 11 signs. So you can actually pinpoint these signs and some key elements on how to work through them when these arise. So guys, thanks for being with me at the Nude Beach. I will look forward to our next video. Much love. You have a wonderful day.